Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions and the most conservative members of the upper chamber seem intent on blocking President Obama's nominee, Loretta Lynch, for the nation's top cop. But the defiant Republican may have unwittingly admitted defeat by already naming her attorney general in a Freudian slip while responding to reporters this week.
I believe the attorney general made clear that she intends to advance the president's policies that they're legal, and she intends to defend them. But the attorney general should advance policies that are not justified.
The 55-year-old federal prosecutor is likely to be confirmed as the next attorney general, but the vote count is close. She only needs a simple majority of 51 Senate votes to pass. 50 Senate Republicans are expected to vote against Lynch. But four Republicans, Orrin Hatch, Lindsey Graham, Susan Collins, and Jeff Flake, have said they will support her. That means Democrats would need a favorable vote from one additional Republican or a tiebreaker from Vice President Joe Biden. In a leadership presser on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said she will get a vote very soon.
Yeah, I think we'll be dealing with the Attorney General nomination next week.
Lynch made it past the Senate Judiciary Committee in a 12-8 vote in February, but a final vote on the Senate floor on her nomination has stalled since then. Democrats are crying foul over the delay. This week, New York Senator Chuck Schumer, the number 3 Democrat, warned of Republican tricks.
For any of our colleagues on the Republican side now to defy Mitch McConnell and try to hold her up would be an absolute disgrace. We're urging them not to do so. We hope and pray they won't do so. But seeing what's happened in this Senate in the past, I'm a little worried about that.
In her January Judiciary Committee hearing, which seemed to dwell on outgoing Attorney General Eric Holder, Lynch stressed her desire to be her own woman if confirmed. If the vote count is true, she'll get her chance to prove it. Anthony J. Rivera, FSRN, Washington.